Welcome to the session on innovations in health education, which is sponsored by the Public Health Education and Health Promotion section of APHA. And I forgot to mention earlier that it's also endorsed by the Food and Nutrition as well as the School Health Education and Services sections. So next up, we have Melissa Lovell, who is going to be presenting on healthy TV and using technology to create on-demand health education.
Hello, everybody. I also have a video, but the clip isn't exactly working, so we're going to try and figure this out as we go along. I'm Melissa Lovell. I am a health education program coordinator for the Mary Amelia Center at Tulane University in New Orleans. We sort of just fell upon this idea of creating on-demand health education through a software that my supervisor was semi-familiar with. That's how it sort of started, and it turned into this really awesome program that I love to tell you about. I have no disclosures or no relationships to disclose, and I would like to recognize my supervisor who also worked on this project with me, Stacy Cunningham. There are three learning objectives that I'd like to cover for this presentation, and it's more about the coolness of this project and of the program itself rather than the outcomes of our pilot study. The point of that is that so you guys can go home and do it too, because I really don't have any experience in computer programming, and so this sort of shows that anybody can do it. So first, what is Multimedia Builder? Well, Multimedia Builder is the software we use to create the Healthy TV program. There are several things about Multimedia Builder that make it useful for a program like this, so I'd like to talk about those. The first is that it has an open format. This is a screenshot from when you open the Multimedia Builder software, and as you can tell, there's really nothing there. It's empty, it's really blank slate for anything a creative mind wants to create. So this open format allows you to tailor a program to just about anyone. The content can be tailored to address a specific target population or a disease. The voiceovers that are added can be tailored to any language. The look, feel, and navigation can be tailored to different cultures and different levels of computer literacy. And as long as there's enough space for a laptop in the venue, you can fit the program pretty much anywhere. So the possibilities are endless. Another great thing about Multimedia Builder is that when you finish the project and you're done programming, you compile it to you know, give it away and distribute it. And then it becomes a standalone file. So the people who you're going to give this program to don't have to own the Multimedia Builder software to use your project. So that's really cool, and it doesn't take up any space on their computer either. It's just on a disk, so that's a great thing about it. Let's see what else. And then, like I said before, you don't have to be a programmer to do this. I don't have any computer programming experience. I'm not going to say it was like super easy, because first time I sat down, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to figure this out. And then I went to lunch, and I came back, and I was like, wait, maybe I can figure this out. So it was really really a learning and a growing experience, actually. And I did have some help with it. I had a computer technology specialist in the Community Health Sciences Department. He helped with some troubleshooting and some video editing that I wasn't familiar with. And then my supervisor, I said, she had a little bit of programming history, so she helped a lot too, especially in the evaluation. The project couldn't have happened without the collaboration of knowledge and some serious learning, but the outcomes really are certainly worth the end means. So what is Healthy TV? Well, it's an interface that provides health education, and all the pictures that you'll be seeing are screenshots from the actual program. We used a television-like format because we thought it was really familiar to seniors, and it's not as intimidating as a computer often is. We decided to, you can navigate through with the mouse just like a television using the guide buttons, the off buttons, that sort of thing. And you can watch whichever programs you'd like to. We focused on senior health. This was piloted in, or is being piloted in, a senior center called Mercy Endeavors in the Lower Garden District of New Orleans. And as you can see, the three channels are diabetes information, eat, a nutrition channel, and then the fit channel. We also did a lot of formative research in order to make sure that the content was appropriate for our target population. And this sort of goes through the research that I did. I interviewed staff, the computer technology person they have a lab at this senior center. I interviewed her and the staff nurse to discuss, you know, what was the computer literacy and also what are the health issues that are most important for the seniors. I interviewed some seniors about their diabetes and made a video out of that. I also did a focus group with some seniors at the center on nutrition, spoke with a certified fitness specialist for the exercise channel, and I consulted with an internist and a chef for EAT, the nutrition channel. So let's talk about what the advantages of healthy TV are over other types of health education. Here are all the advantages, and I'll go through them one by one. First, the variety of media I really feel keeps the user interested, and I'll show you the different types of media. The first is an animated video. This is a video that we got from the internet, so we didn't create this ourselves, but the copyright does allow for reproduction and for distribution. So, this is an animated video. We also did an interview-style video. This is the one where I interviewed the seniors on diabetes. And I think it was really neat for them to see themselves on the television or on the computer, just to give themselves a little bit of familiarity. There's also scripted video. This is a skit that was written, and it follows some Sally and Martha on a trip to a restaurant, and they have this dialogue between each other, and then inner monologue as well about making the healthy choices when you're eating out. There's also narrated PowerPoint. What we did was I wrote a script with clear messages about health behaviors, and then I matched clip art pictures to go with that script and did a voiceover, and so we animated this narrated PowerPoint. And then there's also voiceover video. This episode is from the Fit Channel, and it's a video I took of seniors at an exercise class at the Tulane Gym. It was made to seem like a broadcast and sort of demonstrate that exercise is important and possible at any age. And I guess I can see if I can play this. Working! Yay! Enough fat. those different types of variety of media are intriguing. They keep the user interested, and you can really sort of see that it's a little different than just simply looking at a brochure or having a lecture in front of you. Another advantage of healthy TV is that it's really low literacy friendly. Low literacy impacts nearly half of all American adults, and it's especially high in seniors with their difficulty understanding health information. If they're given a pamphlet or a brochure, and they may not be very likely to read it or even to look at it if they don't think that they can read it or understand it. And then the information is lost. So in healthy TV, there are a limited number of words on the screen, and even then, as you can see here, if you scroll over anything on the healthy TV itself, it's highlighted and it's read aloud to you. Another advantage of healthy TV is it's user-driven. The user chooses from the menu of the programs that they're personally interested in learning about. In this episode, they choose from topics concerning nutrition. This is the internist and chef that I consulted with, and we made these short videos about topics that the seniors had expressed difficulty in getting the right nutrition when I did the focus group. And then this picture of Dr. Gourmet down in the corner, that will take you to his website. So that's also another type of variety of the media. And then this is the stop, play, and pause buttons. So when watching the episodes or the videos, the user has the option to stop, and they can really make sure that they're devoting full attention to the video rather than, I'm thinking about something else or someone has interrupted me, they can pause it and go back. And then Healthy TV is also user-driven because the seniors choose when they want to watch it. They don't have to schedule time for a presenter to come in, and they don't have to look for that brochure that they got at a health fair a week ago. They just go into the computer lab, and it's open every day, and they can choose when they start and when they stop, and it's really good that way. It's also visually and audio tailored. As a health educator, some of the greatest barriers to teaching seniors is making sure that they can see the presentation and they can hear me speaking. So Healthy TV overcomes these barriers because the seniors get right up to the computer screen. They don't have to strain their eyes or move to the front of the room to see the presentation. And the use of headphones also greatly increases their ability to hear the information because the headphones can be turned up to suit the level of the user, and they often eliminate other distracting noises. Then there's this thing called take-home sheets, and that's just a printout of some of the information that was learned in the episode. And we all know the handouts can be used with presentations and are very similar to brochures. But what makes these handouts special is that they link the information that the viewer has just seen in the video. So they print the take-home sheet, and it reminds them of what they've learned, and it's also used as a tool for using the information at home, so there's a distinct connection made between the information that they are given and then how it's used in daily life. And so the software we use to create Healthy TV, the Multimedia Builder, it can be programmed to count a variety of things, and this makes the evaluation of the program really great. We have the ability to count how many times a button is clicked, a video is started, a video is finished, how many times a specific page is viewed, and as I said, that allows for some critical evaluation. We programmed Healthy TV to record how many times each channel was clicked and how many times each video was watched. That information is then it's scripted into the programming, and then it's stored right on the disk. So again, it doesn't take up any space of the user. Then we also created a separate evaluation component called Tell Us What You Think. It's a feedback project where the user answers simple questions about the program. What channel did you like the best? Was the amount of information good? Was it clear? Was it useful? That type of thing. And then separate from the project itself, we've also scheduled one-on-one interviews with the seniors to get a little more clear idea of whether or not this program is having an impact on their health behaviors, which is, after all, our ultimate goal. And so that's pretty much covered all the learning objectives. Thank you for watching Healthy TV, and I will just go up here and turn it off. Thanks.
I'm sure a lot of you have questions for Melissa, and so as a reminder, we're just holding all of them until the end, so if you want to take a minute and write them down, that's perfectly fine. And we will go ahead.